Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. Today is a beautiful day and a day to rejoice in the presence of God. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalms, chapter 19, verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, well, God is a good God and a great God. He's the creator of heaven and earth. And he's a God who never fails. His creation is perfect. His creation is awesome. And his creation is so glorious that everything that has been created obeys the command of Jehovah God. And we thank God for that. My dear brothers and sisters, of all the people on the earth, it is Christians who should be the most appreciative of God's created world, the God-given beauty. Yeah, we may never fully understand and not be able to adequately explain all of the scientific details about its creation, but we can say with certainty, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. That's the Apostles' Creed. And with the writer of Hebrews, by faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, as mentioned in Hebrews 11:3. So the wonder of God's spacious firmament should cause a flow of endless praise to our great Creator. The Bible teaches that man is without excuse for not knowing God. The Creator has revealed himself, at least partially in nature, in accordance to Romans 1:19-21, as well as internally in human conscience, Romans 1:32 and Romans 2:14-15. The full revelation of God, however, is only realized in the person and work of Jesus Christ, the radiance of God's glory. He is the radiance of God's glory, as mentioned in Hebrews 1:3. Hallelujah. So, I would encourage you to reflect on Genesis' account of creation, reaffirm your faith and confidence in God as the creator of this vast firmament, determined to be more aware and appreciative of the many splendors of nature that we often take for granted. I am at the foothills of the Rocky Mountain, and when I lift up my gaze at the mountains, it's beautiful, it's snow-capped and glistens when the sun shines on it. It's so beautiful. And springtime here in the United States, it's blossoming everywhere, the crabapple tree, white color, pink color, beautiful colors of spring is emerging. My dear brothers and sisters, spring has arrived and soon we'll be in summer. But let me tell you that God is with you and God will bless you. Amen. Abundantly. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. I thank you for your loving kindness and tender mercies. I thank you for your grace. I thank you, Lord, that you have allowed us to enter into a brand new month of May. And we want to say thank you for May 2022. And I pray that the power of God will manifest in this month of May as we dwell in the Holy Spirit, as we dwell in the anointing of the Holy Spirit, as we meditate upon that word, and as we learn more about the Holy Spirit. In this month, I pray that the power of your glory will be revealed unto each and every one of us. And Father, we want to say thank you for your greatness and for your goodness that is upon each and every one of us. Today, Lord, I pray for your flock as they step out to the jobs, to the businesses, as they, Lord, run the errands for the day. I pray that your grace and glory will abound upon them. You will bless them, enlarge their territory, increase their borders, give them favor with men, give them favor in their organizations where they work, and favor with the business clients when they're doing the business. I ask for your favor, O Lord, to be shown this morning upon their lives, and you will bless the work of their hands. I pray for peradventure, if anyone is sick in our midst, Lord, I release your healing virtue to flow into their bodies from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, that their bodies will be healed and made whole by the power of the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray that your people will be blessed beyond measure, and you will receive all the glory and honor and dominion and power and authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, and God be with you this day. Bye for now.